بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering a dance and questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is الرحمن
Allah
who is المنان.
لا إله إلا.
Please send us your emails to our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to Q&A on Islamic Beliefs, broadcasting from IRIB English Radio. I'm your host, Haider Bahadi, and today we have our esteemed guest, Sayyid Muhsin Naqawi. Sayyid, salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.
Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah.
How are you today, Sayyid?
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah.
Sayyid, we're going to talk about a very interesting subject today, Islamophobia. So the question is, if Islam is the righteous religion and the correct religion, why do so many people have Islamophobia? And why does governments in the West, and even in the East actually, legislate laws against Islamic beliefs? Countries in Middle East, some countries, I'm not going to mention any names, even prohibit women from wearing hijab in their passport photos. And in some countries in Europe, they have prohibited and banned completely hijab and headscarves from university and schools. They have banned minarets. They have banned calling to prayer. What is going on? If it is the righteous religion, why does people have Islamophobia?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, because it is the righteous religion, that's why it has these many problems. You know, the people who are right, generally they have more enemies than those who are living like hypocritically, for example, or who are the followers of wrong. We have many examples. If you open Bible, Old Testament, New Testament, the issues that Jesus has at his time with the rulers of his time, you know, the Romans and all those, the problems that the Prophet Moses, alayhi salam, had with Pharaoh and the, obviously, the king and, you know, the people of his time, the problems which Prophet Abraham, alayhi salam, had with Namrud and the, obviously, people of his time. So history tells us, the religious history tells us, whenever there was a prophet, the rest were against him. And he had to struggle to bring them. He was calling them and calling and calling and again to bring them towards to the right path. Whereas those who were on the wrong path, they were against and they were even trying to kill these prophets. But Israel was a tribe who, according to the Quran, were killing prophets before even going to their workplace. So there was a time on Bani Israel, and there was a time when they were like, they were doing the right deeds. There was a time when Allah gave them many blessings. But later, what happened? So we can see in the history, religious history, Islamic history, or the Abrahamic religions, let's say like this, Abrahamic religions, that these things has happened throughout the time. The prophets were basically trying to preach the right thing, and there were always people who were against it, especially the governments. Especially the governments were against it. Islam is the last, we can say, and the final version of the Abrahamic religion. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has come with the last version of it, we can say.
The final version.
The final version, because every single prophet has come with Islam. In the Quran, Allah says, "Inna dina indallahi al-Islam." And in the verses we have, "Ma kana Ibrahimu Yahudiyan wala Nasraniyan." But there Allah says, Ibrahim alayhi salam was neither the Jew nor the Christian. He was Muslim and Hanif, upright Muslim. وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ And he wasn't from the Mushrikeen polytheists. These are the wordings which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used in the Quran. And we can also find, like in the scripts as well, like Old and New Testament, that how they were. So the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has this issue. Islam, because it is the final wordings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, final version of this Abrahamic you know, their religion, and after this, there is no prophet coming. That's why the enemies of Islam, one of the reasons, is that the enemies of Islam has put all their efforts against Islam because they want to demolish this religion. They want to basically destroy this religion.
The question is why?
That's why. No, I said enemies of Islam, enemies of God. Yeah, that's the first reason. Mm. Enemies of God is evil. Evil, you know, you remember like in the Quran, Allah says about shaitan, لَأَغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. He says that I will take them,
deceive them.
Yeah. I will deceive them. I will deceive them all. Shaitan is always there. Shaitan does not want us who are the sons of Adam alayhi salam to follow the right path.
Mm.
And he's trying to deceive us. And evil is always there, number one. Number two, there is a second category of people who do not like religion, who do not like, they do not like evil, and they do not like religion. They call themselves neutral.
Okay.
Okay. Now, these people, because religion brings some boundaries, because religion bounds them from enjoying, you know, it's not just freely you can enjoy anything. Even in a country, you cannot just live freely. There is always boundaries. So they don't...
For your own safety,
yes.
Like there are rules in every school, rules in every educational place.
For example, you know, when we talk about the freedom, they say why Islam does not give freedom. Mm-hmm. The country also does not give freedom. For example, a person who has got the license for driving license, he's free to drive. But is he really free to drive? No. When he's on the highway, he cannot go more than like 120 kilometers per hour, for example.
Exactly.
Inside the city, he cannot go more than 50 kilometers per hour. There are the cameras, there are the fines. Why you fine him? When you gave him the license and you said he's free, just leave him free the way he wants to drive.
Exactly.
They said, no, it's for his and the society's protection. So Islam brings rulings for the safety of man and the society, both.
Mm-hmm.
Because Allah has created us, He knows which rulings we should follow.
That
in order
is logical,
to
intellectual rulings.
Yes.
That's how it should be.
Now, there are some people who do not want to follow anything, and they don't accept any kind of, you know.
They're scared of authorities.
Yeah,
a phobia from authorities.
So there, we need to like threaten them, and there are some people who are really ignorant, and because of their ignorance, they are harming the human society. With their ignorance, they are spreading the phobia.
They're making damage.
Yeah, they're making damage. Why? Because they haven't read Islam. They never read any religion, and they're not aware of it. They just decide on the things that they hear. Generally, our people...
Rumors, yeah, gossip, rumors. Whatever.
Generally,
propaganda.
The media, the Western media also had played role in Islamophobia, and that is because we can understand there is a Zionist regime behind it. We can understand. Mm-hmm. There are the enemies of Islam. We can understand. But the general people who are watching this media, who are... this media is being the source to basically inject these kind of thoughts in them, they should refer back to the original Islam. And that's why we can remember that a couple of years ago, the Supreme Leader, Ayatollah Khamenei, has written a letter to the youth of the West in which he said...
Two letters.
Yeah. To the youth in which he referred, he said that, refer to the original sources, which is Quran. Go and look in the Quran, what does Quran says?
So go back to the original source of Islam and see what it says.
Don't just decide on what people says or the media says.
Mm.
Take religion from the original source and it will teach you what it is. Because in Islam, when we look at the original source, when we look at the history, we see that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam never had a war, if we say like imposed war on someone. He never imposed war.
Yeah, it was all protective war.
Yes.
It was all in defense, defendable
wars. Like the enemies were attacking and he was defending his state. So that's what we see in the life of the Prophet. So we need to go back, we need to refer back to the life of the Prophet, not anyone else, because Allah sent Prophet as the role model for us.
Mm-hmm.
Not anyone else. So we need to refer back to the Prophet. So the reason that we find the phobia and these issues is because that there are some people who are generating these issues. They are making these scandals. There is nothing truth behind it. Mm-hmm. And because they're afraid of Islam. One more thing about the government, especially, because, you know, there are some governments who are working on Islamophobia.
I wanted to ask this exactly. I'm thinking that you're going to answer it, but I need to ask it. The people, as I understand, they are victims of propaganda from the media. Mm-hmm. And now you're talking about the government. Is the government also victims? I don't think the governments are victims.
No, the governments are not mainly victims. Why? Mm-hmm. Because Islam is the religion of just. Mm-hmm. And it talks about justice. Mm-hmm. Dividing the resources justly amongst the people.
And that should be the interest of governments.
Uh-huh. It is not the interest of governments. Why? Mm-hmm. Because governments are running by some investors.
Rich corporations.
Corporation. You can remember the, Wall Street,
The 1%ers from the movement,
yes,
against Wall Street?
Hassan, the 1%ers. The 1% movement against, like the 99% movement against the 1%. So this 99% against 1% in America, in a country like America, which is the big country and the big population, mm-hmm. is basically in the whole United States, it shows us that the governments have some other interests, mm-hmm. and they do not want to justly divide things amongst the people. Now, this is the main issue, because Islam is calling for justice. Islam is the religion of justice. Why? Because the very basic principle of Islam is that Allah is just. Mm-hmm. When Allah is just, He has said many times in the Quran, "I'adilu wa iqsitu," for example. That do justice, because both words are used for the justice.
It's one of the pillars, just. Adalatullah, isn't it?
Yes, mm-hmm. it is. And that is the main issue with the governments. When we look at the governments, yes, governments, because they are run, because they are backed by these. They're sponsored by mm-hmm. these investors in the elections if they want to come forward. There are some investors who
provide
bring
the
them,
campaigns,
who basically invest
exactly.
on these. Exactly. Governments and political parties.
To influence people, influence economical politics.
Yeah, because, you know, when they win, obviously, the contracts are made for these companies later. Uh-huh. The government give contracts to these companies. Their products are basically being mm-hmm. easily, they can even like import or export without restrictions mm-hmm. and all those. So we need to think broaderly why the governments are doing this. And because Islam stops from all this, mm-hmm. and it talks about the rights of the simple, like the human beings, from a clayman till a scholar or the rich or political, it talks about the rights of every single person. That's why they are afraid, and they do not want to people get involved. That's the first reason. Number two, governments get involved in this is because they want a mean to distract people from thinking what governments are doing. So mm-hmm. they create
they
these kind of...
They want to occupy them with other things.
They make these issues. Mm-hmm. So people are getting involved in Islamophobia, or they cannot do hijab, they cannot mm-hmm. wear this. People are getting involved in these thinkings, in these mm-hmm. thoughts. And they're doing their own job.
Exactly.
They're just looping.
Like in many European countries and Western countries, the Muslim is a minority. It's a really, they're
5%, 1% Iwan, of the population.
They're only 5% of the population, 10%, and still they take all the media talking. So to sum it up, Said, what we understand from you, a very interesting answer is that it starts from the government, who, for their own interest, start to occupy people and to spread some propaganda. And this propaganda is also widely spread by the media. And then lastly, the population is eating this propaganda raw. And then we have these cases with Islamophobia, attacks on Muslim women in streets in Europe, attacks on elderly people. And that actually explains a lot. That it all starts from interest, self-interest. The yes. government want to preserve their self-interest. Our dear listeners, thank you very much for listening. Sayyidina, thank you for coming here.
You're welcome.
This is Q&A on Islamic Beliefs, broadcasting from RIIB English Radio. I'm your host, Haider Al-Bahadli. Fi amanillah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li Aliin wa Husayn wa Hasan. Li Aliin wa Husayn wa Hasan. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن حب أهل البيت فرض عندنا حب أهل البيت فرض عندنا وبهذا الحب لا نخشى المحن